Hey, yeah.
It's Megan
And Brooks.
We're the Sis
Bro
Show.
A comedy
duo. Like, I tell myself I'm not going to do that, but then I always do it.
I think I set you up for it. I think with I do the upward inflection with a comedy.
You do.
I set you up for it every time.
Because in my head, I'm going to go duo. But I can't when you're going a comedy.
A comedy.
Duo. We're so hilarious.
Good. The funniest.
One of these days, we're going to have like syndication, you know, and people are going to be like trying to pay us tons of money to do their sponsorships. And we're going to remember these. We're going to look back on these times and then we'll be like, those were some good times.
Yeah, we had very humble beginnings when we knew we'd be famous one day and have lots of money.
Totally.
Totally. Very humble beginnings.
In my head, we are definitely going to be famous. It's just a matter of when. Like, yeah. I hope it happens before we're 80, but...
That would be ideal.
You know?
I think us having our wit and our comedy kind of back and forth when we're like super old might be what everyone's looking for. So maybe it'll be by then.
Yeah. And we'll come to people in the like the holograms. Like, we'll just be doing our comedy show in their living room with their canes and walkers.
I don't know.
They're doing a lot of anti-aging studies now. Like, I listened to this one guy. His name is David Sinclair. Mm-hmm. And that's all he does is, like, he works at Harvard, I think, and just does anti-aging studies. The dude is like 55, and I swear he looks like 35, maybe 40.
So he experiments on himself.
He does everything that he like. He doesn't really experiment on himself, but after he tests it, like on rats or whatever, then he does it himself. And so he was on Rogan, and he was talking about all the anti-aging stuff he does. And Joe Rogan was, like, eating that shit up, like, taking notes. Yeah. Like, he takes resveratrol, which is, it's in red wine. It's like an antioxidant. He takes that. He takes a lot of other stuff that's supposed to reverse aging. Like, in his mind, aging is, like, the top health issue that, you know, everybody eventually has to deal with, and people are just like, you're just getting older. That's supposed to happen. I mean,
it affects 100% of people in the world.
Yeah. So like, he thinks that we can reverse it, and eventually people can live really long. Hmm. Yeah.
I think the answer is robotics.
Maybe that's, it's a mixture. Mixture, you know, you got yeah, your robot heart.
I want to be a young bot.
Well, most of their studies are on the organs, and like, you have your body age, and it's different than your actual age, and it depends on how well you've taken care of yourself and everything. I'm wondering what my body age would be. I would guess I would be a little bit older because I haven't really taken the best care of myself up until now. I really took advantage, or I guess took for granted, my teenage years when I could eat whatever the hell I wanted and not gain any weight.
Those were good times.
But we were active too. Like, we took weightlifting in high school, and I was a cheerleader. So I was on the swim team. The shit I don't do now because nobody's making me do it, you know? Yeah.
Where's the adult clubs for stuff like that?
They need that.
Do you see a bunch of adult cheerleaders just out like in a random game?
Yes. Oh, all right. I feel a trend that we're definitely going to start.
The adult, oh no, that sounds weird. I was about to say adult activities club, but that could probably bring the wrong crowd in.
Well, they have, like, you know, unless you're a professional football player or, you know, NBA, they just have to where you could just go play basketball at like the YMCA. There's no like league. Unless it's for softball, they do have adult softball leagues.
I thought those were like for like jobs, like people, company softball leagues. Well, or do they just have regular leagues?
They just have regular leagues. Daddy was in one when we were really young.
In a softball league?
Yeah, he brings up the fact that Mama was pregnant with me and watching him play softball, and ate a bug. So I'm like part bug, I guess.
Oh, that makes sense. Like a hybrid.
Yeah. Oh,
like a, maybe like an X-Men.
One day it's going to benefit me in some way, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're gonna, the world, like the bees are going extinct. They need someone to pollinate stuff.
Oh, shit.
There comes bug lady.
I wonder if my shit tastes like honey. Isn't that what honey is? Is bee shit?
I don't know. I actually have some honey tongue going now. I'm like, did I just eat some bee shit? Am I drizzling bee shit all over my sandwich?
Oh my god. All right. So I just started to Google, is honey bee? And then the autofills are, is honey bee vomit? Bee poop? Bee spit? Bee barf? Bee vomit or poop?
I like bee barf. That's a good one.
Is honey bee's throw up?
Yeah. All right, this bee barf is delicious.
Let's see. Honey is basically bee vomit. Oh, so it's not poop.
Okay, good. I was worried for a second there. So, I thought I was eating poop, but I'm only eating vomit.
I picture myself like in Ace Ventura when nature calls. You hungry, fella?
Yeah, one day the world will need you.
Well, all I know is when I do puke, it does not taste like honey coming up. So maybe it's a different kind of bug.
I guess maybe unless you eat a lot of honey, then it probably tastes like honey.
Maybe I'm like half fly and I just need to stick my tongue out and like Jeff touch Goldblum? Everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on what type of bug our mom ate when she was pregnant with you.
I need to talk to her. I hope it wasn't a flea. Well, that would really explain why I'm so annoying.
Why did she eat a bug? Did she just grab one and be like, man, I'm hungry. Hey, look, a bug. Go all Timon and Pumbaa on it.
I think it flew into her mouth.
Oh.
As she was like yelling, go, daddy. She didn't call him daddy.
Go daddy.com. And then there was happened to be someone sitting there going, hey.
Yeah. That had to have been what happened. If I could go back in time, I doubt I would go to that place in time.
That'd be the one, like, hey, you go back in time once. Which time period do you want to go? You can go back in time or any time. It's like, all right, well, I want to go back to the softball game where my mom made a bug. It's a story, but I want to see it for myself.
Yeah.
Like, well, you can go to like any point in time.
Nope. I need to know what type of bug this was.
I need to know what kind of bug my mom ate when she was pregnant with me.
And then I show up and, like, can people see me? Yeah, people can see me. So, like, I just...
Oh, okay, you decided to get people to see me? Yeah, they can. They can see me. I'm not a ghost. I'm just a time traveler.
I just appear, right? And I'm right in front of her, and I scare her, and she doesn't eat the bug.
No, what if you pop in front of her, you just blooper in front of her, she gasps, and that's what causes her to swallow the bug. So the whole time, you're wondering why she ate that bug. It's because you showed up.
Yeah, because I time traveled.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Well,
so what came first, the Megan or the bug?
And then it happened so fast, I don't even get to see what kind of bug it was.
Yeah, you were just like a split second late. Mm-hmm. You're like, damn it. And you came back, and they're like, hey, you see what bug it was? It's like, no, it was already in there. And they're like, oh, that's your one trip.
Yeah, you could have went back in time and, you know, won the lottery or something, but yeah, no.
Became rich. Went back and, like, told your parents to invest in, like, Google and Amazon and Netflix.
Yeah.
But you had to see that bug. You're all just, like, worth it.
Well, if I hadn't went back, she wouldn't have swallowed that bug, and that's we wouldn't true. Be here right now.
Exactly. That may have changed the entire course of history.
Really?
I did see something, I want to say it was on Facebook, someone posted, or might be on Twitter, where someone said that they think that 2020 is just someone messing with time travel, that they keep going back in time and trying to fix something. And every time they try and fix something, they just make something else happen and maybe even worse.
You know, this is believable to me.
Yeah. Because there's like back-to-back crazy shit going on right now.
There really is. Like, it just keeps getting crazier.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see where, what's his name died? Carl Reiner? Rob Reiner's dad? He's like 98. Hmm. We talked about him when we were trying to figure out how old Betty White was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, I didn't see where he passed away.
Yeah. And like, people are, on Twitter were asking, you know, how did he die? He was 98 years old.
Yeah. Once again, we're back to that whole, you know, aging affecting 100% of people in the world.
Right. Oh. But like, he tweeted like right up until he died. I have to think that somebody was tweeting for him.
Yeah.
Which, you know, when what's her name died? Oh God, why am I blanking on names all of a sudden?
It's pretty early. I mean, well, not really early, but it's early for me. Like, I just got up not too long ago. I'm sure people are wondering, like, why does Brooks sound so, his voice sounds deeper and more seductive? That's just sure. how I sound in the morning. That's probably what they're thinking.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
now everyone's like smacking their forehead, going like, oh, he just woke up. That's what it is.
Oh, just to be the one that wakes up next to him to hear that sultry voice.
Good morning.
Oh, and y'all totally missed it before we started recording. He was eating a protein bar that was super chewy.
Very chewy.
There was a lot of lip smacking.
It was like trying to eat like a handful of putty. It was rough. I was telling her, I was like, it's like a workout for your jaw. You just, no.
God, I'm still trying to think of this fucking woman that died.
Why are you thinking of that? I have an idea for the future.
Go on.
Cybernetic eyes.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Because as you know, and I guess some of our listeners who are early on listeners, you know, I have eye issues. I'm legally blind in my left eye, and the muscle tissue in the back of my eyes and both of them is like, they say the thinning.
Deteriorating.
I'm thinking like cybernetic eyes. Like eyes that, you know, I can just pop in there and I can like customize them so I can make them like look real cool. They'll have like maybe like the blue rings for the iris,
right,
glowing blue rings, but they can do like all kinds of stuff. Like they'd be like phones, like they'll have Bluetooth where I can just like pull up YouTube videos and watch them like in my head. They'll have cameras and like a Zoom where I can be like, hey, what's that? Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what, this is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Completely possible. I think it can happen.
That's what I would do. I would just Bluetooth it to my phone. So any pictures I take with my eyes, video recordings, videos I pull up, it's like my phone's processing it, but my eyes are like showing it to me.
Have you ever watched Black Mirror?
I have, yeah.
You know, the episode where he's cheated on her, and so like you can play back what you've seen because your eyes record everything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And like she made him play it back so she could see that he cheated. Oh, that's crazy. We started watching a new show called Upload. And it's about how when after you die you can upload your consciousness to this like almost like a heaven, I guess. But you can still communicate with people that are alive. They can come and visit you. They wear these like little suits. And then you have this like customer service agent that you call Angel. And anytime you need help, you say Angel and they'll come and talk to you. They like take shifts. Yeah. And it's all about the angel falling in love with the dead guy. And he was murdered and they're trying to figure out who murdered him. It's pretty good. It's created by Greg Daniels, who was one of the creators of The Office. His son is actually in it. He plays one of the AI guys. He's redheaded. And they were talking about souls, and he was like, that guy definitely doesn't have a soul. And I was thinking, is it because he's a redhead or because he's an AI?
Yeah. Maybe both. Maybe it's because he's a redheaded AI.
Yeah. Oh, Joan Rivers. That's her fucking name. Remember when she died?
Mm.
Yeah, she had surgery, and it went wrong, and her daughter actually got a lot of money because they were like fucking taking pictures of themselves with her while she was under and not paying attention to her vital signs.
What?
Yeah. So after she died, apparently her like PR person or assistant had scheduled tweets and forgot to like delete them. And so after she died, she was still tweeting. Yeah. That's pretty bad. Mm. So people were like, she's not really dead. Like, I know she's tweeting.
I can see how that caused some confusion.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that person probably got fired. But, I mean, you never know. They might have been so sad that she died and forgot all about the tweets.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I like Joan Rivers. I think she was hilarious. I like watching her stand up from, like, the 70s and 80s. Because she was ahead of her time. There's a show on Netflix called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And it's loosely based on her. You should watch it. That Upload show was on Prime too.
All right, word. I want to say someone else told me about the Upload show too.
I watch a lot of TV.
But who knows? That's probably where like the future is going.
I think so. And like there are in the show, the angel is trying to get her dad to upload, but he doesn't want to because their mom died and she didn't. They didn't have like upload, or she died too quick and couldn't get uploaded. And so he wants to be with her in heaven. And, you know, his daughter's like, no, there's no heaven. And he's like, yeah, if there is a heaven, I'm going there with your mom. I don't want to upload and live in this utopia forever.
I mean, that sounds like an episode. I want to say it sounds like an episode of Black Mirror also. I want to say it's Black Mirror. It might have been like a different thing, but it was like older people. They were like testing out like being like young and in like this virtual reality.
Yeah.
Going to a club and stuff. And then one person didn't want to get like uploaded when they died. Or I guess you had to get uploaded before you died or something like that.
Right, right.
So they're spending time together. And I guess the one of them just like, hey, I don't want to, you know, be around, you know, for eternity.
Right. Yeah. I've seen that one. And then at the end they did though, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was like a lesbian couple.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
And in the end, they both live happily ever after. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Because they meet at like an 80s club, I want to say. They're going in like different, they're like you said, they're trying out different, I guess, virtual realities to see where they want to go when they die.
Yeah.
Or no, it's because they're so old and they can't do anything. So that's what they do for fun.
Yeah.
It's like Inception, where you see all these old people and they're just constantly dreaming. Do you remember that in Inception?
I don't remember that. I haven't seen the movie in a while, though.
Well, there's a part in the movie where he goes to this guy who is like one of the people that knows how to like put you under and keep you under and controlled, and you can control your dreams. And when he goes there, all it is a bunch of old people that this guy has got under, that are just living the rest of their lives in a dream state because they're old and decrepit and can't do anything. So
I'm going to watch the movie again.
Yeah. I really like that movie. It's one of my favorite of Leo's, but of course I love Leo so much that I have many favorites. Gilbert Grape being one of them.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I also like him in Django.
Yeah. He's such a very versatile actor.
Very. Kind of like us. Like, if I had to compare us to anyone, mm-hmm. probably old Jay Leo.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio. I say, I mean, John Malkovich, too.
What did I say? I said Jay Leo? I was like,
Jay Leo.
That's what I call him, you know.
Why?
I don't, you know.
Like J-Lo,
but J-Leo.
Like, I didn't even catch it at first. I was like, yeah, J-Leo.
Yeah, J-Leo. It sounds legit, right? Like, yeah. I know him personally. He has, like, some kind of, like, weird nickname. Old J-Leo. Yeah. Maybe I think of J-Leo.
Are you drunk?
I am tired.
Okay.
This is morning me.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm all over the place. That's why I have like most of my best ideas, because I'm just so random in the mornings.
Yeah. Same. Right when I wake up, like when I'm still kind of in the dream state.
Yeah, maybe I'm dreaming right now.
Maybe.
Maybe we're all just in a dream. Maybe everyone's just in my dream.
I used to think when I was little that everybody was like robots just on the earth for me.
Yeah.
To entertain me.
I kind of think that right now. Like, I think, like, I'm, what's that movie with Jim Carrey where he's in, where he got his own show?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The Truman Show.
Yeah, I almost said the Harry Truman Show, but that's not it. Harry Truman.
No, I don't think that's it.
No, that's not it. Yeah, but I was like, I was close. Mm-hmm. So, Jay Truman.
Jay Truman.
That's gonna be my new nickname for everyone. I'm just gonna put a J and then like abbreviate their name. Like, you'd be J Meg.
What about Jesse?
Oh, J Jess.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Fun times.
But yeah, I think I'm the main character in my own movie and or show. I think it'll probably be a show. Because it's been going on for quite a while. Like, we're in like season 30.
Season 33. Hope we don't get canceled soon. Yeah,
hopefully we got many more seasons to come.
And then the finale. How do you see the finale going?
The finale is probably me going out in like a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
Like me saving a bunch of orphans from a burning plane. It was like a plane. Okay, so this is the story, okay?
All right, go on.
So I have to get a flight somewhere, but they ran out of seats. So I got to get on this plane that's transporting a bunch of orphans to their new orphanage that they built them. And, you know, they're all happy. And, you know, there's a bunch of orphans just on a plane singing and dancing and having a good time. They're all like, yeah, we love being alive. We love being alive. And there's some issues with the plane, and it goes down. Mm-hmm. And it catches on fire, and they're like, oh my god, what do we do? And then I'm like, you know what, I'll rescue you guys.
I've lived a good life.
So I die saving the entire plane full of orphans.
And so if you save them all, how do you die?
I there's an explosion, and before I can get out, I have to save one last orphan. And I grabbed a little orphan and I tossed them out of the plane just in time before the plane explodes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's no time for me to jump out. I just have to toss them real quick.
Right. It wouldn't make sense for you to jump out with them in your arms.
No, there's a small opening that I can't fit through.
Okay.
So I kind of like missile them, like, you know, I tuck them into like a little orphan ball and toss them out and just launch them. Yeah.
And they scream as they're going out, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for my
hero. And I'd give like maybe like the Terminator 2 thumbs up outside the little hole of the plane before it blows up.
Of course. Yeah.
And then they make the movie about me.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
Mm-hmm. I actually did do something yesterday pretty heroic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This young guy at work passed out.
Oh, no.
I caught him.
You saved his life.
I saved his life. He still suffered a small bump to his forehead when hitting the ground, but he only had a small cut.
Oh.
But we were having a meeting first thing in the morning, and there's a bunch of us standing around. And I'm just standing there, and all of a sudden, this guy next to me, he's unloaded for me a couple times. He's fairly new. Mm-hmm. He just kind of brushes past me, like backing up. And when he brushes past me, I look over my shoulder at him, and his arms are crossed. He's doing like this weird stumbling backpedaling, and his head is just down, eyes closed, and he's just swaying. And I look over my shoulder at him, and then I look back, like away from him, and then I look over my shoulder and say, oh, shit. Okay. Like I had a double take.
Yeah.
And so as he was like backing up, I ran up to him real quick and grabbed him, and he was already going down to the ground. So I started, you know, trying to bring him down to the ground.
Right.
And then
right.
He like fully passed out. So as I was bringing him down to the ground, that's when his, I guess his like neck gave way. And so his head kind of thudded against the floor as I was bringing him down. That's where he got the small cut, but could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, definitely could have been. So why did he pass out? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with him. He seemed fine when he was standing there, but all of a sudden he was just out on his feet.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Crazy, man.
But, you know, we work in a place that's got, like, you know, the concrete floors. I mean, he still got a cut on his head from just even going down to the ground softly.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, if he would have just went, you know, straight backwards or face forwards into the concrete, he could have got, you know, fucked up a lot worse. But luckily, with my, you know, goose-like reflexes, I was able to to save the day.
Way to go. Mm-hmm. They should give you a medal or something.
Yeah, or a sash. I would take a sash.
Oh, a sash, yeah. And then a song.
Well, yeah, a song that everyone at work has to sing. Mm-hmm.
The wind beneath my wings.
Also, maybe think they should erect a statue of me out front.
What song would we sing? Because I would be there singing with them.
Yeah. My wife said Enrique Iglesias. Yeah, I can be your hero, baby.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking, you know, Mariah Carey. And then a hero comes along. But no, Enrique is much better.
What about I need a hero.
That's what I was thinking of that one, too. I'm holding on to a hero. No, I was singing that yesterday, actually. I heard it on something though. It didn't just come to me.
I mean, they can pretty much just swap out Hero and Brooks, being that they're one and the same now.
Oh, well, naturally.
I need a Brooks.
I'm holding up for a Brooks.
I can be your Brooks, baby. Good alliteration right there, though.
But if you're singing about the guy, the next part is, I can kiss away the pain.
I mean, heroism knows no bounds.
You got to kiss his boo-boo.
Yeah. All better.
You know, as a mother, I basically save lives every day.
Every day.
I keep my kids alive.
Yeah.
They're starving. I feed them. Yeah,
that makes sense.
They'll fall down the stairs, so I don't let them go upstairs.
Yeah. I was about to say, maybe, you know, I should have fed him. Like, he passed out, and I called him, and I had him on the floor, and I was like, take a protein bar out of my pocket. I'm like, trying to shove his mouth. You hungry? You hungry?
You need to chew it up for him.
Yeah. Baby bird it to him.
Two Ace Ventura references.
He needs his protein bar.
You hungry, fella?
You hungry, fella?
Well, that probably is why he passed out, though. His blood sugar probably went low or something.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, there's no telling.
I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to diagnose him, but...
Because that was yesterday. Being that I'm off today, I'm not able to go in there and ask, like, hey, you know, what's going on? Has anyone heard, you know, anything about him? But they said yesterday he was, you know, doing good. He just suffered that small cut on his forehead.
Oh, I'd be getting some workers' comp. What's this floor doing here?
bam.
Workers' comp.
I should get workers' comp. Like, I think the person who saves the other person should share their workers' comp.
You need to write a letter.
Yeah. Well, I'll write a letter right now.
Go ahead. You can do that while we take a commercial break.
Oh.
We're back.
Welcome back, us.
Man, we do some great commercials.
We do.
We're still waiting.
You know what it needs, though? Yeah, it needs some variety.
I think so, too. Yeah. I know we had talked, and I don't think we talked about this on the podcast. It was probably during a break, about fudgesicles. And how we need to be sponsored by fudgesicles.
Yeah, or beef jerky.
Both.
Yeah.
Because you know what goes good with beef jerky? A fudgesicle.
Goes down so smooth.
You asked me, you said, what company makes fudgesicles? And I was like, Fudgesicleopolis? So in my head, that's the company that makes them. Mm-hmm.
And who's the owner?
Mr. Fudgesicalopolis.
Obviously. First name Jeb. Jeb Fudgesicalopolis.
Junior.
Junior. His dad started the company.
They've been around for a while.
Yeah, they have been, around for a while. It's family business. Trading that family fudge recipe.
All right, other than video game systems, computer games, any kind of video games, what would you want to sponsor you? Like, if you could pick any company and you would get a lifetime supply of it, but you had to do, like, the commercials and stuff, what would it be? And it can't be video games, because I know that's what you would say, some type of video game.
You don't know me.
I know you. I know your
struggles.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You know my struggles. I'd probably still say, like, Red Bull.
Red Bull?
Yeah, I would drink like Red Bull. Wings? It does give me wings.
Oh, I was thinking maybe you would say protein bars.
Yeah, super chewy protein bars. Mm. It's a workout for your mouth.
Get rid of that double chin.
Mm-hmm. I'm having such a ripped jaw.
I would say probably plastic surgery. Can I pick that?
You can sponsor plastic surgery.
Yeah. Like, give me some liposuction. Tell me to.
Well, I'm trying to think of also like necessity stuff. Like, can you get sponsored by bread?
Like, get a lifetime. Wonder Bread?
Yeah. Like, when was the last time you seen a bread commercial?
They don't make Wonder Bread no more, do they?
I don't know. Or eggs. Yeah. Can I get sponsored by eggs? I like eggs.
Eggs are good, but I think you would get tired of them after a while because you would feel the need to have to eat them since you didn't want them to go to waste. And I don't know, a lifetime supply, does that mean that they just give you what they consider a lifetime supply or what you eat normally?
I mean, I eat a lot of eggs.
What if they just gave you some chickens?
I mean, I would take chickens too because eventually the eggs will come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when they stop giving you eggs, you can eat them.
I just don't know, like, where are the commercials for all the necessity stuff? Like, I haven't seen any commercials for bread, milk, eggs. Well,
I don't watch, like, all I have is, like, Hulu and Prime and Netflix, and I don't have commercials with any of them, so I don't watch the commercials, so I don't know. But I think since they know you're going to buy it, they're not going to waste money making commercials.
Yeah, I mean, that just seems like, you know, people are going to need this, so we don't need to tell them about it.
No. That's why they put that stuff, like, at the back of the stores so that you have to go through all the other crap to get to it, and you're like, oh, I need some cake frosting. speaking of cake, I can't believe I haven't said this. Today is KJ's second birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, little KJ.
Yeah, my baby. He turned 2 today. I can't believe
it. My little baby.
And he's got a doctor's appointment to get his shots, which sucks on his birthday. But he don't know it's his birthday. He'll be happy. No, he doesn't know. I mean, I told him, but I don't think he understands.
Yeah, he might not retain.
Yeah. I'm excited about it because, you know, cake.
Cake, yum.
I'm trying not to eat as many sweets, but I'm going to eat some damn cake.
We just finished off my wife's birthday cake that we got her.
What kind of cake was it?
It was a chocolate cake with, like, regular, I guess, like, frosting.
It's like cake with, like frosting on it, like, you
know,
edible.
I mean, I don't know how to explain it. Like, this got chocolate innards, like the actual cake part is chocolate, and then
right.
I think maybe vanilla frosting.
Oh, okay.
But it had like this cool thing on like the edges where they're like little chocolate, like swirl, like chocolate sticks, I guess.
Oh, I like those. Yeah.
Those are good.
They are good. But you could eat like a ton of them.
Yeah. They are good.
I got to think about what kind of cake to get him because I don't really know his favorites, and he literally eats everything. Mm. Like, there's really, unless it's green, so I'm definitely not going to get him a green cake.
Oh, good. Hopefully that's not the only thing they have left. I was like, ooh, sorry. All we got left are the green cakes.
Yeah. Sure, who doesn't like spinach cakes.
Look at that broccoli cake.
Like, I'll put stuff on his, well, he'll eat peas, so let me take that back. But if it's like lettuce or a green pepper or a green bean, no. But if it's like peas and carrots, he'll eat it. I don't know if he'll eat just a pea, though. But
so. There you go. I think they have, I mean, they have carrot cake. Why not have pea and carrot cake?
Ew. Oh, God. One year, Henry thought he wanted carrot cake for his birthday. And so that's what we got him, and he did not want carrot cake. I was like, it's not the same as, like, the ginger cake that they say is carrot cake. This is, like, actually made with carrots. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know.
What's your favorite kind of cake?
My favorite? Ooh, cheesecake. French-style cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all, like, whipped.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, delicious. Mm. The French know how to do it.
I do. You get some French fries with it.
Mm. French fries with your French style cheesecake and some French vanilla milkshakes.
Mm. Yeah, and get some, what are they called?
A baguette.
A beignet. Have you ever had a beignet?
No, what's a beignet?
They are they called beignets? I hope I'm saying it right. Yeah, they are called beignets. So it's like this French donut, but it doesn't have a hole. It's just like a deep fried pastry with powdered sugar on it that is freaking delicious.
I'm gonna try a beignet.
I got it from when we went to Mardi Gras, because, you know, it's all like French restaurants down there and stuff. Mm. And there's this one place, and that's all they sell is beignets and like coffee, and I got an iced coffee with it, and it was fucking delicious, like the best iced coffee I've ever had in my life. And we ordered, it comes with three beignets. So we just got one order, one for each of us. And then we were like, we should have got three orders. So we each could have got three because they were so good. And they sell the beignet mix. So it's made by this place. It's like world famous for their beignets. And then they have their own mix that you can buy and make your own. Mm. Oh my God. They're so good. I ate my little heart out while I was in Mardi Gras.
Yeah,
New Orleans. Oh my God.
New Orleans.
The best food ever. And I ate like stuff that I wouldn't normally try just because, you know, I was on vacation. I was going to try the different things, you know?
Oh, I have something that that we tried when Jesse was staying here when we were doing Father's Day that weekend. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a food, but it reminded me because of New Orleans. I gave my wife a surprise birthday present for while Jesse was here. It was something interactive. It was a murder mystery.
Ooh.
So I was like this packet, like full of like interviews and stuff and suspects and crime scene photos and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to solve a murder. I thought it'd be something different, something interesting. And so we had to read through all these interviews, and we decided to actually read them together, like as like parts, like we were acting them out. And I played the interviewing officer who was from New Orleans.
Oh, so let me hear your accent.
I do the accent. I was like, where were you between 3 and 5?
You do. You sound like what's his name? Oh my God, on King of the Hill when they go and meet what's his name's family.
Bill Daughtry.
Yeah. That's what you sound like, his family.
That's what I was loosely basing off of. So.
Okay, great.
But we had all these other characters, and one of my other favorites is I did this guy who was like a business owner, but I made him sound like Bobby Boucher's daddy. Like, we kept trying to do all these different like accents and stuff and like different characters for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And originally I just want to give him a lisp, but it turned into Bobby Boucher's daddy.
Go on, I want to hear it.
I'm trying to think of what the scenes that I was doing, because it had both of them rolling, because I don't know why I did that for like a lisp. I don't know where he was. And there was like all these words where I'm like, someone with a lisp would not have all these words in their vocabulary. Am I a suspect? He was acting rather suspicious. So we were all cracking up trying to read through the interviews and stuff, but it was fun.
Yeah.
We ended up me and Jesse were wrong, but my wife did solve the murder.
Well, good. At least somebody.
Yeah, me and Jesse were partially right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What?
Well, we thought it was two people where it was just the one. So one of the two people we thought that did it together, it was just the one person. But my wife was like, no, it was just this one person. And it turned out to be true.
Oh, look. Well.
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad it worked out to where she got to, you know, she was right and she solved the murder on her birthday.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
At least maybe Crystal's got, you know, a different career path.
Yeah, detective.
Right, yeah.
Detective wife.
Like, mama eating the bug, screaming, yeah. Daddy. Detective wife.
Detective wife.
Hey, that sounds like some pretty cool short stories that you might come up
with. There we go.
Oh. Man, I want to go back to New Orleans just to eat. I'm so hungry.
So hungry.
I got this. Oh, it was the New Orleans. It was like a trio. It was at a French restaurant. It was a crawfish etouffee, gumbo, and jambalaya. And it was a fucking amazing.
Mm.
Yes. It came with like this bread. Now, I will say most of the bread I got down there was like super crusty and kind of hard. But so I would just like dip it in all of the stuff and let it get nice and soft before I would eat it. Oh yeah,
maybe that's what it's for. Maybe bread just like that for dipping down there.
Maybe so. I got some shrimp po' boys. You know, that's what you got to get. You got to try that kind of stuff, right?
Mm.
And then they had like this fried chicken place that was just fucking amazing. Just everything was just great. And then we went to this karaoke bar. It was pretty famous. Can't remember the name of it. The Cat's Meow, maybe something like that. It was on Bourbon Street.
Pretty famous. Everyone knows about it, but I can't remember.
They had happy hour. And so Joey, my friend that I went with, he ordered a beer and they gave him three. Because it was, yeah. And so I got a margarita and they gave me like a bucket.
A bucket? Let me get your finest margarita in a bucket, please.
And so I was like, we all looked at each other and we're like, hey, we found our place. We're hanging out tonight. And I feel
like our order at Taco Bell.
Oh, God.
You know, I mean, you probably know if you go to Taco Bell, because there's a lot of y'all.
Even with
me and my wife, we get like a lot. So the running joke is that we just roll up to the drive-thru. It's like, yes, can I get a trash bag full of tacos, please? Yeah, just grab a trash bag out of the kitchen, fill that bitch up, and we're good to go.
Oh, God, that was Daddy. Remember when we would go get soft tacos on Sundays?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were like 49 cents. And so Daddy would just be like, hey, let me get about 55 soft tacos.
Yep, that's carried over now.
Yeah.
Now we get the trash bag full of tacos.
Oh, yeah. We go to Taco Bell. I personally love Taco Bell. So we do go a lot. And it's good drunk food, too.
Like it is.
You need to go to Taco Bell. I remember after your birthday party one year, do you remember we were all drunk and we stopped at Taco Bell and Ryan paid for it?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. Good times. Delicious.
Really good times. Very delicious. I like the shredded chicken burrito they got now.
Yeah. Oddly enough, I'm pretty hungry.
Me too. Talking about all this food.
Just out of nowhere. I don't know what happened. Like, I feel like I want tacos and cake.
I want to go to New Orleans and just order everything that they have.
I think I'm going to open a restaurant called Tacos and Cake.
Tacos and Cake. I think you do a lot of business, probably.
Yeah.
Pretty good, yeah.
Because people love tacos, people love cake. Get them all in one place, bam.
Right, yeah. Would you have, like, a taco cake?
I would have
Choco taco, you know?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd have a cake taco, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, I mean, if you get a taco cake, that's like a cake.
Cake made of tacos?
No, that's a no, no, you that's backwards. It's what comes first. If you get a taco cake, it's like a cake made out of tacos.
That's what I just said.
No, is it?
Yes.
Okay, well then yes, you're right. But if you get a cake taco, then that's tacos made out of cake. It's like cake rolled up in tortillas. Mm-hmm.
And you see all these people make these crazy cakes now. I'm pretty sure people have done it.
Yeah. So, I mean, a taco cake would be just like ground beef, like formed into a cake, and the icing would be like salsa and hot sauce and like the decorative stuff made out of like guacamole and sour cream.
Like Rachel's dish that she made for Thanksgiving on that Friends episode where she put beef in it and it wasn't supposed to have beef.
No, dear, I don't remember that. No, I don't remember that.
It was supposed to. It was like a. It was supposed to be a dessert, and the pages of the recipe book like stuck together. She had like lady fingers, which are like a cake with frosting, and then ground beef, peas, and carrots, and then some other stuff. And nobody wanted to eat it. And then they showed Joey, and he's like, "My thing is pretty good."
Oh God, that'd be me.
It would. That's totally you. You are Joey from that show with the Chandler weirdness.
I'm a combination of Joey and Chandler. I think I did that at work one time. I was when I was a quality inspector. This girl asked me, she was like, "Do you watch Friends?" And I was in Martha Lane, so I was like, "No, I don't watch Friends," but I totally did.
Yeah. You just went and got a minute. Yeah.
And she was like, "You remind me a lot of Ross." And I was like, "Ross, if anyone, I'm Chandler." She looked at me. I thought, "Oh,
from what I've been told."
Yeah, from what I've heard. When people tell me about the people on, damn it.
Oh, you know what sitcom character people say I am? Roseanne.
Well, yeah.
I think it's the laugh.
Mm, I can see that.
And just dealing with the kids all the time.
My wife. Compares me to Dan all the time. Like Dan does stuff on the show on Roseanne, and then she just looks at me and points at me like, "You." And I'm like, "That is me."
Oh my God. And Dan reminds me of Daddy.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I say I'm Roseanne and Jesse is Jackie.
That's what I told Crystal. I told my wife, I said, "You're definitely Jackie." She was like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, watch." And I point out like certain things because she's very animated.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she was like, and she got, she's like, "Okay, I get it."
Oh, and Mama is Bev. I actually recorded a part and sent it to Betsy. It's where Roseanne has to tell Bev that they want her to be a silent partner and not come to the restaurant anymore.
I watched that episode the other day.
And she leaves and she's like, "Fine, you'll never see me again. You'll never hear from me again. I'm not in your lives at all." And she slams the door, and then Roseanne and Jackie high five each other. I was like, "Betsy's mean." I don't think Mama listens, but if she does, then.
We love you, Mama.
Yeah. Sorry.
I actually did that for her birthday. I tagged her on Facebook and posted that that thing from Waterboy.
Oh.
It just says, "I love Mama." And it flashes on the scoreboard. "He loves his Mama."
That's a good one. I called her. I tried to FaceTime her, but her phone's messed up. So I had Vera call her and the kids tell her happy birthday. And it's so, in case our listeners don't know, our Mimaw, which is our dad's mom, our mother, and Brooks's wife all have the same birthday.
It's true.
So Brooks can, it'll be pretty easy for you to, which I don't get men forgetting their wives' birthdays.
I don't either. I mean, sometimes I get confused on which month. Like I sometimes I'm like, "Oh God, was it June or July?" So I have those moments where I'm like, "Is it June or July?" But like, there's not like a full on where I'm just like, forget like the whole thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, Kevin's birthday is exactly 2 weeks before mine.
Okay, so that's easy to remember. Maybe it's something to do with like association.
Right. Well, and but he's a year older than me too, though. So he's exactly a year and 2 weeks older than me.
Oh.
Yeah. But, you know, I can't forget his birthday. It's pretty easy to remember. Mm-hmm. It's July 25th. And Vera's is August 26th. So it's like a month and a day after. Mm. And what's crazy about our family, for our listeners out there, my birthday is August 8th. Our dad's birthday is April 8th. Jesse, our sister's birthday, is December 8th. And Betsy, our other sister's birthday, is January 8th. So we were all born on the 8th of the month, except for Brooks.
And then me, November 23rd.
Yeah. But you were born on our Uncle Tommy's birthday.
Uncle Tommy.
You know, I was going to say something. he posted something and I was going to be like, oh, Uncle Tommy.
Uncle Tommy.
But he wasn't going to get it. And I couldn't figure out how to spell
Unky. Obviously, it's just U-N-C-Y. Or maybe even a K in there. Like,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, does that have a K?
It has to be a K.
It's got
to
be a hard K, you know?
If you do like a C-E-Y, then it's like unseen. No, that's not right. Yeah. And then U-N.
So I think it's correct with the U-N-C-K-Y. Unky. Yeah.
Like hunky, but yeah, unky.
But unky.
I have to call him that from now on.
For those of you who are wondering what the hell is going on, why are they saying Unky Tommy? We're hanging out at my dad's for Father's Day. I had a few beers.
Yes.
And we got on some topic and I said something and I was going to say Uncle Tommy and it came out as Unky Tommy.
Your wife would not let you go by with that. She had to bring it up. She was like, what? Yeah. Unky Tommy.
We do that a lot. We catch each other slipping and then like just the other night, we were laying in bed and she said something about her eyes bothering her. She's like, yeah, my eyes are bothering me. But it came out, she said, my eyes bother me. And then she tried to act like she said it again, like afterwards to try and like cover it up.
Right.
And I started laughing. I was like, wait, what did you say the first time? She said nothing. She already knew that I heard it. And I was like, well, I'm sorry your eyes are bothering you. And she said, damn it, I thought you didn't hear it. I was like, these covers, they're all bunched up. They're quite bothersome.
Oh, that's great. That's like me. You catch me a lot.
Yeah.
I mess up my words a lot.
Okay. It happens.
Smiggeret.
Old smiggeret.
Yeah.
But yeah, me and my wife, we do the same thing.
Yeah. Uncle Tommy.
Uncle Tommy. So bothersome.
I wonder if he still smokes cigarettes.
Oh, Uncle Tommy. Quite bothersome that he smokes cigarettes.
Ah, fun times. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss before we wrap things up?
Oh, I did get my wife the other day with, one of my trick, like, fuck around people, like, kind of things.
Yes, go on.
She kind of called it, though, but I built up to it, and then she called it at the end, so I don't know if she actually got it. But I think we had, like, the last bit of birthday cake waiting for us, and she wasn't feeling too good, and I was like, you know what, I read on the internet, I went this whole backstory, I was reading on the internet, and it was, like, from a study that some doctor did. I want to say it was from college. I couldn't remember if it was Harvard or Yale or one of those, like, the Ivy Leagues. I was going, like, really back in depth about this article I read. But they recommended that something to help you feel better is a birthday cake. And she looked at me. She was like, I knew you were going there. I was like, you didn't know that. She's like, I knew you were going to say it. Like, when you first started talking, I knew you were going to say that what would help would be birthday cake. But then you start talking about doctors and articles and Ivy Leagues. And so I thought maybe he's talking about something for real. But then you came right back to the birthday cake. I was like, you don't know me.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mess with people.
I mess with people too, all the time. It's so easy for the most part. It's too easy.
Yeah.
The kids are the easiest.
Easy targets.
Oh, yeah. Usually I do it for their good, but most of the time it's for my entertainment.
Yeah. I think my favorite, though, is still telling her that jumbo eggs come from jumbo chickens. That was by far my favorite one that I've ever done.
I want a picture of us riding jumbo chickens.
Where she had, she was like, where do jumbo eggs come from? I was like, jumbo chickens. And she said, no. I was like, yes, jumbo chickens. I was like, our neighbor used to have them when we were growing up. We used to ride around on them. Like horses. And she was like, really? I said, no, there's no such thing as that. But then she turned around and used it and got her mom with it.
Oh, God.
Oh, or her brother. I got, this was a good one. It was already like been years that we had been together. Mm-hmm. And her brother was had a birthday, and they all came over here, and they were cutting the cake and singing happy birthday. And his name is Greg. And they're like, happy birthday, dear Greg. Happy birthday to you. And I grabbed Crystal. I was like, his name is Greg? And she said, what? I said, I've been calling him Craig for years. And she said, say what? I thought his name was Craig. It was Greg with a G? And she's like, yes. I was like, I'm just kidding. I know.
It's like Jerry on Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Because Jerry's not even his real name.
Oh, it's Gary, isn't it?
Yeah.
They end up calling him like Larry, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Parks and Rec. That's another good show.
It is. It's one of the shows that I watched for research for our show.
Mm-hmm. That's one that I watched for research for our show. Because I see our show going a lot like that, like Parks and Rec or The Office, kind of like a documentary style-esque kind of thing.
Exactly.
But we won't go into it now.
No, we don't want to give it away, because one day when we're famous, somebody's going to be like, you know, I heard them talking about that show. And I always wondered what it was going to be like. And it's way better than I
think. It's way better than we could have anticipated.
Perfect.
Yeah, it would put like The Office and Parks and Rec to shame. Or at least be up there with them.
Or maybe a little worse than them, but it'll be somewhere.
I think it being a little worse than them would probably make it better. Like people would appreciate that more.
Right, right.
Like an underground kind of feel to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like get a cult following, like The Cable Guy.
Yeah. Which I watched the other day.
Yeah. You know, it had its like little anniversary on Time Hop, but I can't remember like exactly what day it was. But it's been a long
about
time.
How many years?
It was like
been for a while.
25 years or something like that.
Golly.
Yeah. Something insane. And like I watched it not too long ago, and I'd forgot that Ben Stiller was in it.
Yeah, is the murderer.
Yeah.
On trial for killing his brother. Yeah, you see a lot of stuff these days where that's what I like doing. I like watching older movies and seeing people in it that you were missed before.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's some stuff that I already know, like Bill Paxton was in the first Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's always a fun one to go back and be like, oh, who's that?
Right, right, right. I do that with celebrities. I try to find like little parts that they're in. So if I ever run across them, I think we talked about this. That's what I'll bring up, is their little part, not anything big that they were in. And be like, oh my God, you were that guy that played the waitress.
I loved you in that. It's like, you don't know any of my other movies? It's like, well, I didn't know that one, but, you know, you were in other stuff?
And yeah. I don't know. I thought that was, like, the greatest role you ever did.
That wasn't the highlight of your career?
Oh, man. I think we talked about Ellen, and I was going to bring up that she was, like, the swim coach on Coneheads. Uh-huh. Nothing else. Have you seen all of the things going around about her?
About Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes.
No.
That she's really a cold-hearted, very mean person. She's mean to all of her staff. And she hasn't been paying them since quarantine. So she decided to do the show from her house. And she said that she did it so she could pay her crew and they have jobs. But really, she hired an outside non-union crew to come to her house and film it. Like, it wasn't even her crew. And she was talking about how much she loves the people that work for her and the writers. And it's all big fat lies.
Huh. No, I didn't hear about this.
Oh yeah, you need, if you just YouTube Ellen's meme, there's like tons of videos. But there's a lot of YouTubers riding this wave. Somebody said, if you had any experience with Ellen being mean, tweet. And he got like a ton of tweets of people with their experiences. And a lot of them, they could go back and watch, because she talked about some of the stuff. Like somebody said that their friend was a hairdresser, and Ellen came in and was like, needed it to be done in 10 minutes and was like getting mad at them that they were taking too long. And then she publicly shamed them on the show.
What? What's she saying?
Yeah. She talked about how bad her haircut was and that she went to a new person. And then she showed a picture of the new person and it was Ronald McDonald. Like she was making fun of the way the person looked.
What?
Yes. And like there was this YouTuber that had brought up the fact that she shamed a member of her audience for taking like more swag. Like it said, take one, and she took like two because she wanted to give her friend some that didn't come. And Ellen shamed her in front of everybody and on the show for taking more than one. Like she set it up because she knew somebody was going to do it. And so she shamed this person for taking more than one free thing. And he got a lot of flack, and now he's like, well, told y'all she was, like, there's, like, this compilation of interviews she does where the people she's interviewing, like, are bringing up the fact that she is a mean person, like, right to her, and people just kind of laugh it off. Yeah, you need to look it up. Ellen's mean. Ellen's a bitch.
I'm checking out. I mean, because she's a comedian, too.
Yeah.
And as we know, comedy can come off kind of mean.
It can. Some of the stuff that they said, I was like, maybe she was having a bad day, you know, like she didn't say hi to somebody, whatever. I don't give a shit about that. There's one thing, though. She has gum, and everybody has to chew gum because she doesn't like stinky breath, which I was like, you know what? If I was pretty famous and I could make people not have stinky breath, I think I would, too.
Yeah, I think I'd demand it.
Right. But she would shame people if they stunk to her. In front of everybody. I think that is wrong. You know?
Like she might be getting too big for her britches.
Right. And there's one where in the studio next to them, the person, the head person that was in charge, they were having like their work anniversary or birthday or something like that. And they were grilling steaks. And Ellen's people came out there and demanded that they stop grilling steaks because she doesn't eat meat and she doesn't want to smell that. Like, that's a little too far.
Wait, where was this?
This was in the studios. So, within the studios, there are different studios that are right next to each other. And so this was outside, and I guess she could smell it coming, like, wafting in. Maybe it was close to her office or something. I don't know. But she demanded that they stop.
You think of like making her angry, like she smell like, God, I wish I could eat that.
Yeah, maybe. That's a little too far.
Yeah.
But she just has this, like, I'm so nice to everybody, you know, be kind. Like, she says that at every show, but she's really not like that. That is what gets me, like, okay, you're a bitch, so don't pretend that you're kind to everybody when you're
like, it's a bunch of, like, smoke and mirrors.
Right, right. Like,
this facade.
I would probably be a bitch when I got famous, but not to everybody. Just, I would have my bitchy moments, but I would embrace it.
I think I would be unchanged. Like, I would still be me. Like, right now, I'm hanging out in basketball shorts and a Ninja Turtle shirt.
Yeah, that would be you.
But I'd be doing it in my mansion with all my maids and butlers.
Feeding grapes and fanning you with a big leaf.
Exactly. So only my environment would change, but not me.
No, you would still be down to earth.
And it wouldn't be bothersome at all.
Would you invite Unky Tommy ever?
Yeah, Unky Tommy would be there. He'd look at me, I say, Brooks, I hope I'm not being a bother. I say, no, of course. I think I actually would probably start talking like that, though.
I would want an accent of some sort. but I can't do an accent.
Well, I mean, we have accents. We have Southern accents, which apparently people around the world think Southern accents are very good accents.
Oh, really?
Yes, the Southern accent.
Yeah. Most of the time when you hear it, it's people either trying to be dumb. Like, if somebody wants to pretend to be dumb, all of a sudden they just get a Southern accent. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do, Jimbo.
Yeah. And I think I've said this before. Most of the time, if an actor tries to do a Southern accent and they're not from the South, it either sounds like that, like a hick from the mountains, or it sounds like a plantation owner.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the two. It's like the only two references.
Well, it's a beautiful day on the plantation.
But if you remember, though, I mean, even though we have Southern accents, we have cleaned up our Southern accents quite a bit.
Yeah.
So people listening are like, wow, they sound Southern. We used to sound a lot more Southern than we do now.
Way more. I tell people, if you watch our home videos when we were little, you would need subtitles.
Yes.
It was pretty bad.
I didn't even understand what I was saying. It just came out like, "How about jam again down, but down brown." And then, like, one of us would look at the other one and like, "Yeah, my down, but down down down, keep on down, but down 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 out." So like little country aliens.
Yeah. No, I mean that's we really have, but I think it's because then we were in our own like little bubble, you know. And most of the people we went to school with were exactly the same as us.
Yeah, we were all country.
And then as we grew up, we got to talk to other people, and maybe we wanted them to understand us. Well, so
I specifically remember when I was younger thinking, wow, I'm super Southern. I need to try and like really pronounce my words and whatnot.
Yes.
So I made like a conscious effort to like really kind of clean up my accent. Because when I did customer service and stuff for a while, you know, I tell people where I'm from. And they're like, "You don't really sound that Southern." And I was like, "Well, you know, that's something I had to work on." But
yeah, same for me. Like when I moved to Charlotte, I really started working on it because people would like say, you know, mention it about my accent, and I'm like, ugh. "But I mean, what I have done now though, I went too extreme to where I tried not to have it. Now I'm just kind of embracing it. Like, yeah, I got an accent. It's not that bad. It used to be a lot worse." It gets a lot worse when I get drunk or if I'm around, like, our family.
Yes, that's true. Yep.
It brings it out in me because our mama has a really thick Southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our family, like our Aunt Linda and our dad, have the pretty thick Southern accent. And I guess ours is too. And the people I work with bring it up because we all work remote and they're all from like Chicago or Indianapolis or Minneapolis, like places that don't have the Southern accent. Mm-hmm. Oh, we played a game, Scattergories. So we play games like every other Friday. And
I wasn't invited.
I told them about you though, where you picked up the wrong letter.
Wait, what? I did what?
Oh, you remember Scattergories? They give you a letter, and then they give you all of these different categories.
Oh, yeah,
they get
the wrong letter.
Yeah, you saw the wrong letter. And
well,
so
I did all the wrong answers.
We would go around, and then we would look at you, and you would say something totally. Yeah. But one of the letters was R, and it was state capital, so of course I put Raleigh. And then the two people went before me, and they were like, Rally. And the other one was like, oh, I said Raleigh too. And I was like, well, I said Raleigh, so it was different.
So I don't know what cap are you talking about. You guys are wrong. I'm right.
Yeah. It's weird hearing their accent. And then they like mine, but I don't notice it, you know? Like, I don't think it's that bad until, like, when Jesse and I went to L.A., they were like, we love your accent. And I was like, I ain't got no accent.
I ain't got no accent. What you talking about? Get out of here. I went on New Yorker all that way. Get out of here.
Just do like a wide array of them.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Bring me some tea and crumpets.
Throw some tremble in the bobby.
I can't do other accents. It's really hard. Like the only thing I can do is try to lose my southernness. But that's about it.
I do do Australian.
Oh God. Good day, mate.
That's pretty good though. Yeah, all right, now do Jamaican.
Yo, man. smoke us some weed, man. I can't do it.
All right, not Irish.
Oh my God, Irish.
Irish.
I want me gold shilling. I don't know. I can't do it. I gotta like really. I gotta listen to somebody doing it and then try to imitate them, and I still
like
can't.
Like the leprechaun.
Do it. Yeah. I don't know what else. You didn't tell me what to say. I had to come up with it on my own.
That's what put you on the spot.
Yeah.
All right, British.
Oh my God. Hello, governor.
That's pretty. I mean, I think you've got you've definitely improved from back good. Today. Because back before, you like all your accents sounded Jamaican.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
Practice every morning in the mirror.
Oh, Canadian. What's that about?
What's that about, eh? Hey, there buddy.
Mexican, I can't. Essay. I don't know. I gotta write an essay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely improved. Mm-hmm. Soon you'll be doing voiceovers.
I'm sure. I have to have something to say though, like, and it has to be super British. Like, I can't just say a regular sentence. I have to talk about something British.
Yeah, like tea and crumpets.
Yeah,
and something about governor.
Do they even have governors?
I mean, they say governor a lot.
They do. I'm guessing.
But I think they refer to him like as a regular person, like, oh, governor. Like, is governor like a term of an endearment, or like talking to your like superior?
Well, when they came over here like long time ago. Here we go.
History lesson from Brooks and Megan.
Yeah. When they came over a long time ago, they made like the leaders, and they were governors. Like, they governed the land.
Oh.
The colonies. So each colony had its own governor. So maybe that's where it came from. And I don't know if they still have them, or if they just did away with them. Or if we just
retain that.
Yeah.
Maybe like since we had them, like, we're doing away with that. We're not using governors no more. Maybe they do have governors.
Hmm. We got to find us a British person that sounds like that from London.
Maybe someone can be on the show and tell us what governors are.
Yeah.
And what that means over in the UK.
If you're British, or if you know anything about British people. Then
yeah, if you're knowledgeable about it.
I gotta go though. I gotta take my son to his 2-year appointment.
All right, word.
Take us out.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And come on back now, you hear?